I have eaten a million. I'm glad of. And when I give me some clean ashes, as you spoke about him, I cook me some. I'm sure will you. When the boy cut some oak wood, and when Tim don't let nobody spit in there, us gonna show cook us ash cake. I'm gonna show him about it too. They was good. Folks was heat more healthy than the and there he is now.
Yes, ma'am.
There's heat more. You all ever see the sick person. But now, everybody you meet about sick. So yeah. And those used to strip cane too, you know. Grind it, you know.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, we strip it, you know, and grind it, and put the juice up. My pa put up some way up in the log, and that would make dunk. He put a piece of brown paper in it, and hit it make dunk, just like this us got now, be brown.
Uh-huh.
So did.
Then
and then he would grind and let us drink juice much as us want. As much as us want. Then he'd make syrup out of it.
Genuine?
Make syrup.
Cane syrup.
Yeah, stop it. Make syrup. Yeah, I got up a many morning when I was a child, had butter and syrup for my breakfast, not a piece of meat. And had the meat. But they didn't get to us. We had to eat what they give us.
Butter and syrup on what?
Biscuits. We get up many more than half hour break. I'd eat a many dinner, a glass of milk, and butter for a many dinner in my life.
You milked the cows, didn't you?
Milked our cows.
Did you have a place where you could milk them?
Yeah, a lot. Put them in there and milk them.
I mean, a kind of a...
Now I'm looking like what you talking about. Us just be that one to be there to keep the calves back, and the other to milk the cow. He was having enough children, he did for that.
Right.
One of them keep the calves back, and the other to milk the cow.
What'd you milk them in?
A milk bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very big old milk bucket. Us had one cow give a gallon of milk a day.
Good gallon.
I mean twice a day, morning and night, 2 gallons. So we did.
They were,
That was a jazzer.
Yeah, jazzer.
That's what he said was.
What did you say to your cow, say, when she picked her back leg up and she was fixing to move with it?
She'd kick you. Finna kick you then.
Did you say something to her?
Yeah, I said, so, make her stop.
Okay.
That way I see them do. And I done it. But mine, I milked them right out there, raised my children up.
Mm-hmm. Well, first thing you, what was the first thing you did with the milk?
Put it in the churn.
Okay.
And when you tore it, you go down and look in there, and if it's turned, you churn it and take up your butter. And that's a good meal. You know, people like it.
Did you keep thick, sour milk around?
No, when it's too sour, we give it to the hog. Because we like fresh butter milk. And it wasn't nothing to keep it cool, you know. But we could churn every day.
A lot of times people would put the milk in front of the fire, wouldn't they?
Well, when it's cold, you do. When it's cold, they put it in front of the fire. Sort of to and get warm and to it. We done it. Many times.
Turned a clatter?
That's right. And then chewing. And our pa, he'd hunt a lot too, you know. He'd kill rabbits and possums and squirrels, and we just stayed full. We wasn't hungry like folks.
You have different types of squirrels here? Did you see that? What kind of squirrels you got?
I know nothing but them flying squirrels and them others. I saw some flying squirrels.
You did?
I saw them down there on that river. I was cutting down a snag to get some wood, and they flew out there. I didn't know it, and they had tails like a squirrel and wings. You ever seen one?
Uh-huh.
Well, I seen that now. Some flying squirrels on that river.